producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're going to take some calls from Obama supporters. Most of the people calling in being sarcastic, unfortunately. Dan, an economist, is joining us. We're going to play a mashup John Bowne put together of Obama's fraud on Obamacare at the start of the next segment. Pretty powerful stuff, so stay with us for the premiere of that. Tony in Pennsylvania, another Obama supporter. Let's see if you're being satirical. Go ahead.
No, I'm in favor of Obama. He's keeping this evil corporation going.
And explain how that works.
Well, because they know, obviously, people are waking up now, so they need someone like him to keep this corporation going. You got to let the illegals in, and you got to entice them, so then you can make them citizens, so you can print currency off of their new citizenship. He's trying to keep this all going. They absolutely know that the wake up's happening, and they're trying to manage the crisis.
And that's right, by bringing in 100 million, I mean, it's just off the chart, it's not 60 million, people that will be total government minions. They are in a desperate mode right now, and you think that's great, trying to turn us into a third world country.
Not that, but what's the alternative? Because the people are too dumb to ever try to actually look into what's going on. I mean, you got yourself, who absolutely knows what's going on, and, you know, a handful of others, but everyone else, they don't have a clue. They just follow like the Pied Piper. So as soon as they start getting mad, thinking everything's fixed, they're going to act like maniacs. I mean, it's not a country, it's a corporation. So if I was going to have an evil, evil corporation, he'd be my CEO.
Well, that is true that there was an old tale, I forget what culture it comes out of the wise king, and an evil witch came and poisoned the well in the fortress, you know, in the town there at the castle, and made everybody turn evil. So what did the wise king do? He went and he drank from the poison well and became evil himself. Because if I was to teleport back to the Aztecs 1,000 years ago and say, hey, don't chop your children's hearts out, they would think I was crazy. So I guess it's true. Like if I was in Nazi Germany in 1941 and said Hitler's bad, they'd kill me. Or if I said Stalin was bad in 1955. So I guess you've got a point. 2 + 2 = 5. Thank you, Tony. I apologize. I've been evil. Joseph in Colorado, you say you're a Lord and Savior Obama supporter. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm just partially not really an Obama supporter. I'm just saying on how he's really turning us into communist Russia, Nazi Germany, and I really think he's turning this country into crap.
All right, well, we're taking Obama supporters. Thank you for the call. Jay in Georgia, do we have any real Obama supporter that knows how to dial a telephone? Maybe he gave them telephones to teach folks how to use telephones. Jay, are you there?
Yes, do you hear me?
Yes, do you really support our king?
Here's my question about this. I might be a little uninformed. I was told that the governors were responsible for extending Medicaid and Medicare, and for instance, here in Georgia, Nathan Deal did not extend that, and that is what's causing a lot of this cost to go up, and Obama's getting the blame for it.
Sir, they wrote the bill for foreign insurance companies to screw everybody, and then now he says that's not his intent. Do you understand that some of the architects admit it was meant to bankrupt things and meant to increase your prices, and they deceived you? Does the Gruber video mean anything, or the Emanuel video?
Yeah, it does. But my question is, what about the governor's responsibility to extend the Medicare and Medicaid?
But what pays for that?
I don't know. That's why I said I might be uninformed.
Well, listen, here's the deal. Big corporations a lot of times want a big government program because they can administer them and make money, and it's guaranteed. Like Chase runs most of the welfare programs in this country, so they lobby for more welfare. You can't just have free stuff. It's taking it from somebody else, giving it to others. Then it creates dependency and society falls apart. So my point is Obamacare was written to bankrupt the country. But you're a real Obama supporter. I want to come back to you if you've got more to say. We're going to go to break. We've got another caller, Matt in Oklahoma. Stay with us. Who says he's a real Obama supporter.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself. With the aid of HB Extract, it's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals, bar none. And that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's Survival Shield Nascent Iodine or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Doesn't matter where I go, Bloomberg, CNN, you name it. We see Warren Buffett talking about it. We see Donald Trump saying it. We're about to go off the edge of a cliff. Otto's been saying it for a long time, and that's Harry Dent. He's coming up in a moment for the balance of the hour. First off, though, I want to play a special report John Bound put out illustrating the fraud of Obamacare that is beginning to collapse in front of our very eyes. And I don't think blue blood Republicans or establishment insiders or Democrats or foreign insurance companies are going to be able to keep this monstrosity going, no matter how lucrative it is for them as a fraud. The fact that it is a criminal fraud and the arrogance of Gruber and others admitting it, I believe will bring it down if we continue to force the point. Here's that report, then our guest, Mr. Dent.
Massachusetts Institute of Technology's Jonathan Gruber is one of the most respected economists in the world. He said in today's Washington Post, here's a quote, "Here's a bill that reduces the deficit, covers 30 million people, 30 million more people, and has a promise of lowering premiums pretty good statement.
We're not finished getting all of our reports back from CBO, but we'll have a side-by-side to compare.
That's Pelosi.
But our bill brings down rates. I don't know if you have seen Jonathan Gruber of MIT's analysis of the what the comparison is to the status quo versus what will happen in our bill.
But I don't know who he is. He didn't help write our bill.
I don't know if you have seen Jonathan Gruber of MIT's analysis.
But I don't know who he is. He didn't help write our bill. And so, with all due respect to your question, you have a person who wasn't writing our bill commenting on what was going on when we were writing the bill.
Did you mislead Americans about the taxes, about keeping your plan, in order to get the bill passed?
No, I did not. I just heard about this. Yeah, I get well briefed before I come out here. The fact that some advisor who never worked on our staff.
A lot in that room was thinking about, how could we make this work? And Obama was like, I mean, he's really a realistic guy. He's like, look, I can't just do this. He said, it's just
some
not.
Some advisor who never worked on our staff expressed an opinion that I completely disagree with.
Next time I see him is summer 2009. The big issue there is that he really wants to make sure we're moving forward on cost control.
I think it's fair to say that there was not a provision in the health care law that was not extensively debated and was fully transparent.
Lack of transparency is a huge political advantage. And basically, call it the stupidity of the American voter or whatever. But basically, that was really, really critical to getting the thing to pass.
And to me, the most important piece, and in some sense, the piece I guess I'm most disappointed that Doug and I disagree on is the Cadillac tax. Okay, economists have called for 40 years to get rid of the regressive, inefficient, and expensive tax subsidy to employer-provided health insurance. No economist, and I'm sure Doug agrees with this, no economist would ever set up a health system with a tax subsidy to employer-provided health insurance. It's a terrible policy. Turns out, politically, it's really hard to get rid of. And the only way we could take it on was first by mislabeling it, calling it a tax on insurance plans rather than a tax on people, and we all know it's really a tax on people who hold those insurance plans. And the second way was to start it late. Started in 2018.
This is one guy. I don't know who this guy was. All I know is that it's important for people to have health insurance. And if you guys are saying people shouldn't have health insurance, I don't know where you're coming from. That cruel? That is what you're saying.
No, Mike, the fact is, I think it's actually Republicans who haven't been particularly transparent or even honest about the true impact of those. Well, it is Republicans who have been less than forthright and transparent.
Not true. You lie. And one more misunderstanding I want to clear up. Under our plan, no federal dollars will be used to fund abortions, and federal conscience laws will remain in place.
But it does fund it.
Now,
the Congressman said he lied.
You can defuse it, right?
You kidding me? Look at all this crap. Like a million wires in here. I'm like a three-wire guy.
MacGruber.
Yeah, it is a giant cancer that's meant to tie into every part of our economy, federalized health care, death panels, huge taxes to foreign corporations, huge slice of the federal government, a total nightmare. And we're joined by Mr. Dent for the balance of the hour, best-selling author Harry Dent. He's made some of the biggest predictions. I won't go over those in the last 20-plus years. HarryDentResearch.com, HarryDent.com. And he, of course, has an MBA from Harvard Business School and worked at Bain & Company as a top strategist consultant for Fortune 100 companies. And, of course, he's been a CEO of major companies as well. And he joins us. We appreciate him coming on. I want to get more of the demographic cliff because now everywhere, not just Donald Trump, but I was on CNN's website this morning and they had big economists saying that we're going to go over the edge of a cliff and QE's ending and the British government saying that. Clearly, they think some police state will save them from what's coming, but the system knows it's going to be catastrophic. Why would they throw an Obamacare in that if I was going to design something to stall the economy, it'd be Obamacare? I mean, are they consciously trying to wreck the economy while they consolidate it? Are they insane? Because I used to think it was more of a conspiracy, and there's obviously corrupt stuff going on and organized crime in government. But more than that, I really think with their public bragging about ripping us off and acting delusional, I'm now prescribing more and more to the fact that, like Nero or Hitler or anybody else, that the political class is going insane right now. Mr. Dent, what do you think's happening? Because I want your take on Obamacare and top strategists that were involved in it admitting it's a giant screw job. Why would they then brag about screwing us? I mean, what's wrong with these people?
Well, yeah, first of all, we're in la-la land when it comes to entitlements. There is no way we can pay what's been promised in health care and in Social Security. Pension plans are already realizing this. The typical person, because I study demographics, retires at age 63, not 65, and then they will live another 22 years. You cannot live with full health care benefits and Social Security. Governments cannot afford to fund that with the largest generation in history moving into these age ranges. So right now we're just beginning to feel the sting and the cost of healthcare, and this is only going to make it more costly. The truth is, Alex, the biggest thing that needs to happen, something that will only be forced in a crisis, we need to be retiring at age 75, not 63 to 65. See, it's gone up since the how much our life expectancy in the 30s and 40s. We're not adjusting for this. And it's crazy to think we can support people can work for 40 some years and then be supported for 20 some years by the government. It's just endless deficits. We're going to see endless deficits even in good times. And of course, my demographics have been predicting difficult times. The only indicator that predicted the crash in Japan in the early 90s when everybody thought Japan was going to take over the world. It is pointing down for China. It is pointing severely down for Germany. And the U.S., although we peaked back in 2007 with the spending of our baby boom generation, we're going to see a bigger demographic drop, which comes after age 53. And that is this year peak for the baby boomers. So all the trends I have point down. And what do governments do? The worst thing they're doing, Alex, is they're pumping up the economy with steroids. I call it the markets on crack. They're just pumping money into the economy to keep it going and not allowing massive debt to rebalance and restructure.
Well, let me ask you this question, because we've talked about these basic market facts, and at the bottom of the hour, we'll go through some of your new graphs and some of your old graphs for folks. But how do you expect, as an analyst, a guy that has a really good brain and has made a lot of accurate predictions, where do you expect the dominoes? We're not holding you to this, but where would you, in a prime projection, if you had to say, if you had to plan your next 10 years now or tell folks what you thought was going to happen, where do the dominoes start to fall first? Is it China? Is it in Russia? Is it the Middle East? And what do you expect to do with not just the welfare crowd, but so many yuppies and people think they're going to live large forever on propped up government derivatives and things? There's a lot of irrational exuberance out there. What happens when the music stops and we're playing musical chairs and passing this hand grenade around? How bad's it going to be?
Well, you know, first of all, the biggest thing to understand beyond demographics and debt trends going against us is that we're in a bubble. We were in a bubble from late 94 to early 2000. People thought it would never end. It went up and up and up and up. And then when it crashed rapidly. Bubbles crash twice as fast as they build. It tends to take 5 to 6 years to build a stock bubble, like late 24 to late 29, 85 to 89 in Japan. You know, we had late 94 to early 2000. Now we've got early 2009. I think this bubble's probably going to peak by March of next year, give or take. And the point is, it doesn't correct. There's some people saying, oh, we'll get a correction. Stocks are getting a little too frothy. Bubbles don't correct. They burst. When the NASDAQ bubble burst in 2.5 months, the first crash took it down 40%. Half the entire decline came in the first 2.5 months. So I tell people the dominoes are going to fall the next few months. The market could be peaking here, but the signs are that we're going to get a correction here pretty soon, and we'll go up a bit.
Where will it crash hardest? Places like China?
Yes. Yes. And I think the dominoes, the danger periods for triggering this, last time it was the subprime crisis in the U.S. Real estate was falling, as we predicted back in late 2005. The real estate had peaked. The bubble was going to burst. It started bursting, then it triggered all these bad loans from very, very bad lending. That was the trigger, but the whole world went down because of debt. in demographics. The triggers this time, I think, obviously politically, Putin and Ukraine is the biggest thing. You know, the Middle East has been in problems forever and will be for the next several years by our indicators. But I think that's the biggest danger, Putin moving into Ukraine and continuing aggression on the political side. And on the demographic side, Germany looks worse than Japan did to me in 1989 when we called their crash ahead of time.
Oh, yeah, the Germans aren't having kids.
Decline.
I mean, the Germans aren't having kids. They're done.
They are done, and their demographic, they're going to keep, they have already disappointed all this year. We forecast that last year. Germany's going to disappoint, and it's going to really turn down in 2015.
You did say that last year. Let's come back and look at that and talk more about Russia, because he just threw out diplomats calling them spies. This is escalating quick, regardless of which side of this you're on. This is serious. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hard-working American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage, or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
author, researcher, economic forecaster. Joins us, HarryDent.com. I know we've got some Obama supporters that called in earlier, and I wanted to hear from them. We can get your comments coming up, and we'll take a few other calls on economic questions for Mr. Dent. Maybe you disagree with him, maybe you agree. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231 on this live Tuesday edition. Again, I'm your host, Alex Jones. This is out of the London Guardian. Putin says West is provoking Russia into a new Cold War as spies deported. Russian president denies fanning tensions, says NATO expansion in Europe has been a geopolitical game changer. They've now got fighter bombers and bombers flying around the Gulf of Mexico that are nuclear able. Vladimir Putin has suggested to German interviewer that the West is provoking Russia into a new Cold War. And he's also kicking out different NATO and other ambassadors, saying they're basically spies. Well, I mean, all these people are spies. Here's my deal. I don't say Putin's a great guy. My problem is Russia has not been expanding itself. They're lowering oil prices to try to bankrupt them. The West is. They are destabilizing Ukraine. I would expect Russia to come in and try to get control of its resources in eastern Ukraine. That said, though, the West is just going forward. Mr. Dent, what's your view on this as from an atheistic view? I don't mean that obviously religiously, but as a political, you know, atheistic view, what is it? What do you expect Russia to do, and why do you call it the biggest trigger right now?
Well, you know, it's just naturally in Putin's interest. The demographics of Russia are very poor in the years ahead. They've been growing very slowly. All of the communist countries, there was just an op-ed by David Brooks in the New York Times recently, is that you look at the communist countries, like 90% of them are basically failed. Only 10% of them are working and capitalist, and a lot of those just because they have resources. Putin's got every incentive to expand by acquiring places like the Ukraine and Georgia back into the old Soviet Union. That's a strong goal of his. He makes no bones about it. He doesn't care if people don't like him. He's in control of his country. He's popular there. I think he's going to find every way to keep pushing. It's just a matter of when he finds the hole, you know, like a good runner in football, and just breaks through the line. And so when he does that, that's going to be very destabilizing for the world. It's the next World War III, if we're going to have one. It's not going to be anything like World War II. The Middle East is more like civil wars within. This is something that could be a major conflict when it happens. We also, Alex, have a geopolitical cycle that was positive from 83 to 2000. Nothing went wrong in the world. From 2000, from 9-11, 2001, 9-11, forward, everything's gone wrong. This cycle continues to point down. I've tracked it over 200 years into 2019. So we're also telling people the geopolitical arena in the world is not going to get better. It's only going to get worse in the Middle East, in Russia, Africa, you know, whatever. You know, maybe Ebola turns into something. I don't know. But the stock market is going straight up as if we're not in a risky world. This is the riskiest time by all of our indicators since the 1930s, and the markets are acting like it's a cakewalk. Why? Because the Federal Reserve is guaranteeing the market. You know, they're just pushing money in. As the markets go down, they push more money in. And the markets think, hey, the Fed's got our back. So they're just going to go up until something goes wrong, and then you're going to see a bubble crash way worse than we saw in 2008 and 2009.
Let's talk about what the different political elites are doing. We're about to go to break. Long segments coming up. Clearly in the universities, clearly in leftist politics, Bill and Melinda Gates, you name it, they don't want Germany and England and the United States and places like that to have children. Clearly, there's a move to tell you shouldn't have, you know, more than one kid, but then they want to import third world populations from unskilled areas. Why would the political elites want to undermine the future of the West?
Well, you know, I don't know, Alex, but it's something we've seen throughout history. When people get more fluent, when they move from rural to urban areas, they have less kids because it costs so much to raise a kid in urban areas. And now with the education bubble, which is the greatest bubble I've ever seen, something has to be done about it. You know, you have to be rich just to get into college, or you have to get huge student loans. So So this is a thing that goes with urbanization. It's happening around the world. People choose to have less kids, and governments and institutions support it. You have to have at least two kids a family to just sustain your country.
And nobody doubts that demographic fact. I agree. Then why are the eugenicists, the leftists, jumping on having less kids and saying it's bad to even have one or two? Why do they have such an anti-civilization view? I want to see if you agree with that or disagree. Straight ahead. Stay with us, folks. Your phone calls are coming up as well.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I love a dark house. Inside is all the stuff you work so hard for. And I'm going to rob you blind.
Don't be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone is inside watching TV and makes your home unappealing to would-be thieves.
Don't these people ever leave?
Starting at $24.95 and there's free shipping. Go to faketv.com or ask for it at your local hardware store. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
But the worst people get control and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting.
Targeting of patriots in unity.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Aligns himself with the truth. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Listen, baby. Ain't no mountain high.
What I'm getting at is this.
Ain't no river wide enough.
Vladimir Putin is paying Russians to get married and have kids. They understand this cliff.
No matter how.
Here, they're trying to change the law to get rid of tax credits for parents.
I'll be there in a hurry.
I've got three children. We've had people countless times in Austin at Whole Foods come say, you shouldn't have three kids. It's pushed everywhere. I can play the clips on Fox News. Too many kids making the planet worse. Well, yeah, they're having 5-6 kids in the third world. We're having 1.5 kids here. Society collapses. We don't have 2.1 children. We've had top demographers on the broadcast. We've gone over the numbers that Dent is breaking down here. So why is there an attempt with carbon taxes to shut down the West? Why is there an attempt to do this when we need to produce more real wealth just to keep from collapsing? And then they want us to sign on to more unsustainable debt is because insider mega banks want a debtor society they can control. We'll get Dent's take and see if he disagrees here in a moment and start taking some of your phone calls. Before we go any further, though, here are some of the headlines. New York Times, Obama administration and health insurers have powerful, mutually beneficial partnership. New York Times, vow companies will strenuously fight Republican efforts to dismantle Obamacare. And more taxes are now emerging. Meanwhile, 3,000 illegals joined Texas schools this week. 95% of families of illegals being released. New wave expected. I mean, this country is being imploded right now, ladies and gentlemen. Ex-Obama aide demolishes New York Times claim that Gruber role was limited. Former Obama aide says that he was the guru of the health plan. We'll cover that article coming up, and the video is on Infowars.com with the guest Steve Ratner. We're going to play that clip coming up once we get its top story, PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com, HarryDent.com is our guest website. Before I go any further, give the gift this Christmas, I'll be politically incorrect, or this holiday, of getting people healthy. We've come out with revolutionary, hardcore, missing link, hiding in plain view, True Nation iodine that so many people are deficient in, that does so much more than just the regular iodines out there. Survival Shield X2 and Survival Shield Original. Survival Shield X2 is almost sold out. We have regular Survival Shield. DNA Force, Game Changer, Oxy Powder, you've heard the rave reviews, Super Male and Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse. And now the new, truly organic methylcobalamin, 80% of its fat, and the rest is the other organic, 20%. Secret 12, what we believe is the best B12 out there, just does amazing things. Unfortunately, we even got more delivered than we had previously produced. They had an overage at the laboratory, but it will be sold out within a couple days. So if you want to get Secret 12, it'll probably be till Christmas till we get more. Just can't wait to hear your reviews of it. It's been amazing for me and my family. Secret 12, what we believe is the most powerful, purest, highly absorbable form of B12 out there. 80% of it of what's in there is what the injectable is. But you don't inject this. It's taken sublingually or lingually under the tongue or on the tongue. It's more we put it under the tongue and let it really soak into those glands, the saliva glands there. But very, very powerful. Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And you can also get a nightly news membership for all my films, the nightly news, the commercial-free podcast, special events, and more. 20 years of material. It's been around 14 years now. PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWarsNews.com, $5.95 a month. 20 people, we just turned it up yesterday, 20 people can use one membership. So just buy a membership, create a username and passcode that's original, share it with your friends and family. 20 can log in simultaneously, prisonplanet.tv. And then when they try to censor us on YouTube and places, it won't matter. You have a major fallback position in HD. You can watch it on Roku, Boxy, your cable systems. We're adding new stuff all the time, and we just dominate the charts all over the place. And you know, that's another question for Dent on trends. If a guy from Texas in 20 years, from nowhere, never took a loan, nothing, can build this organization that reaches about 18 million people a week one way or another with podcasts, YouTube, terrestrial radio, satellite, what's the establishment media going to do? Well, CNN's getting dropped off Dish. CNN's getting dropped off cable systems. But not just because they're too big, too top-heavy, too dinosaur-like. It's also they told us Obamacare was good. So Dent, I want to get with you today into the Dow mini megaphone pattern chart, show that to folks, other key news. But what do you expect on that subject I raised, or do you disagree that there is a anti-growth, anti-freedom, anti-family move in the West that is counterproductive even to the political class? Do you disagree with that, A, or B, why do you think that is?
Well, you know, I think governments just aren't taking account of some fundamental changes that have already occurred. Women have entered the workforce at rapid rates since the 1950s. When women enter the workforce, it starts to become a dilemma between work, their career, and having kids. the countries that help women the most and have the strongest maternity policies, countries like Norway and Sweden, have some of the highest birth rates in the West. Countries like Australia, Canada, and New Zealand and the U.S. encourage high immigration or attracted high immigration one way or the other, and the immigrants tend to have more kids. But governments need to realize that as people get affluent, as they move more into urban areas, as women move more in the workforce, you have to encourage and make it easier for women to still have kids. They have to be able to work and have kids. You can't make those work against each other. And there's countries that are doing this. And there's countries that don't have huge deficits like Australia. There's countries like Australia that attract high quality immigration on purpose. There's ways to do this right. It's just most governments are asleep on this. And like you say, there's too much enough encouragement, entrepreneurialism. We need to encourage all this stuff. More kids, more entrepreneurial activity, less bureaucracy, less top-down planning, and the most top-down planned economy in the entire world today, so planning the USSR, is China. And China is going to have the biggest bubble of all because their government created a bigger bubble than our government has.
Well, they admit that. So what do you expect is going to happen? How do you see China going down? And then I want to get into the Dow mini megaphone pattern that's so important. And look at the Dow at 6,000. You've got all these charts at harrydent.com. But history doesn't lie. Patterns don't lie. They're clearly there. How do you expect China to go?
Well, here's what you have to understand what China's done for. People are saying, oh, this the communist model actually works when you make it more capitalistic like China. No, that, economists are clueless on this. China has simply overbuilt everything, 20, 30, 40, 50%. Infrastructures, real estate and housing, industrial capacity. China has moved people from rural to urban areas. That is a natural thing, but not at the rate. China's economy is on steroids. They have overbuilt. I've calculated they pretty much overbuilt their economy for 15 years out and created the greatest bubble in real estate in modern history. When this thing crashes, there's going to be 220 million people with no skills moved in from rural areas who've been just building stuff for nobody. When that bubble stops, they're going to have no work. They're not even legal citizens in these cities, only back in the rural areas, and they've already paved those over. This is going to be the biggest disaster in modern history. And Alex, what I think it's going to prove wrong on these economists who are praising the China model as the new state-driven capitalism, it's going to prove that governments can't top-down manage an economy. It's the free market democratic system
sure.
that have become so wealthy. And China is violating that, and they're going to prove this model, their new model, wrong.
Well, that's right. History is totally clear on that. And I love how they call it state-run capitalism. They have another name for it. It's called fascism.
Yeah. I mean, it is. I mean, it is top-down. It's crony capitalism. In the Communist Party, it's just like the mafia or something. Whoever knows the politicians gets favored by them. They get the deals. The politicians encourage all this overbuilding, and then they encourage the developers not to cut prices, and the developers encourage clueless, affluent Chinese to buy condos that are empty. They don't even try to rent them out. They just buy them. And the government and developers try to guarantee they'll go up. Well, developers are cutting prices. That's the first sign. They are cutting prices up to 40%.
Well, I was about to say, how do you build, tens of millions of units? I mean, just whole cities of empty 50-story, 60-story condos, and there's not even grocery stores for 15 miles away and no roads. It is insane asylum level.
It is. This is so obvious, Alex. But economists don't see it. Well, China's growing at 8, 12% a year. I tell people, look at China's stock market where they don't measure growth, they measure profit. That's what stocks do. When you overbuild, you have high fixed costs, high debt loads, and you're unprofitable. China's stock market crashed 70% more than ours in 2008, had a feeble rally in the early 2010, and has been going down ever since as near its lows. The stock market is saying our economy stinks, and it does. Now, when real estate and all the speculation in real estate collapses, the affluent are going to lose wealth at a rate that nobody's seen. And the affluent people, the top 10% of people in China who are buying all this real estate, they control 60% of the wealth and high amounts of income. When the affluent go down, China's going to go down. And this is going to be one of the biggest surprises of the next several years.
What about the Dow mini megaphone pattern? We're going to put that on screen for TV viewers, but describe it for radio listeners.
Yeah, yeah, put that up, you know, because we talked the last few times we've talked, I talk about a bigger megaphone pattern where you have these, each bubble goes higher, but each crash goes lower. Well, the same pattern's happening here near term. You know, since June, each high in the market's gone a little higher, but each low has gone radically lower. So we're at a critical point here in the markets. We had this correction, this sharp correction into October 15th, but then a surprisingly even sharper move back up. I call these the markets on crack. When you have this much stimulus and highly leveraged speculation by traders and stuff, the market just crazy. It just goes up, 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 and then it makes these violent moves. I mean, it kills the everyday investor. The market's at a critical point. With the top part of this little mini megaphone pattern, just a little above it, which is typical at the end, we're either going to go back down to the lower side, which would be about 15,500 on the Dow, or if we don't make a new low in the next month, I'm saying by mid-December is my decision point, we don't see a new low in the Dow, like 15,500 or so, by early to mid-December, then this market's probably going to go push up one more time, and our target would be around 19,000 on the Dow, and that's because the final resistance would be the old high on the NASDAQ.
Sure.
Back in 2000, it's 5,050, and that's about 7 to 8% higher. So stocks are either going to go 7 to 8% higher in the next couple of months, but if they break down about 12%, then this bubble is over.
And then that's what our entire fiat economy is based on. I hear some people calling to talk radio. I talk to folks on the street. They say, I don't care if Obama's bankrupting coal power plants. I don't care if the stock market goes down. I don't own stock. They don't know they get electricity from those plants. They don't know companies are running and expanding and hiring people off their stock price. What's going to happen to kind of the trust fund kids, the yuppies, the trendies, also blue-collar workers that don't care about these? I mean, what's going to happen when this comes crashing down? I expect people to just go crazy.
Well, you know, Homer Simpson already got hit. The housing crisis, they peaked, the average household peaks at age 46. We hit that in 2007. We predicted that 20 years before, that by 2007, our economic momentum after that would turn down. It did. Governments are just filling that up with free money, which is crazy. But Homer Simpson's already been hit hard. Underwater mortgages, wages have been declining, adjusted for inflation since 2000, for a long time. It's the top 20%, the college-educated, low unemployment people. And these 20% own all the financial assets, like stocks. Most people own a home, but most people don't own that much stocks. And this stock market crashes, it's going to hit the affluent. And it's going to hit them much harder than it hit Homer Simpson because they're so invested in this bubble and in real estate and stocks. So
and they're very haughty and very arrogant. You know, they make fun of the old-timers that would put their money in their mattress or bury gold in the back 40. Well, you know what? Those old folks ended up being in a good place, you know, once the Depression hit and actually got richer. But it's the trendies that end up jumping out of buildings.
Yes, exactly. And the government has rigged the markets. You know, by putting interest rates at zero short term and zero adjusted for inflation long term, they're saying money is free. That means people they're not going to buy bonds, so they forces them into the stock market. It allows traders and hedge funds and financial institutions to lever 30 to 51 at low cost, and that just feeds this bubble.
And then they make money just off of the trades.
Yeah. It has to burst. It's not inflation we should worry about or hyperinflation. It's this bubble bursting because the government has deliberately created another bubble to keep the wealthy spending because they're the only people that will spend, and wealthy people peak later around early 50s, which is about now. Now, so we see the wealthy going off a cliff naturally, and we see this bubble bursting hitting them because they own all these way overvalued financial
assets. That's right. Absolutely right. This is a fact. Just strap yourselves in. Mercedes and Dan for the guests. Then we'll go to Matt and Chuck and Jay after he leaves us, all these Obama supporters. We've got our reporters in Ferguson to give us a report at the bottom of the next hour. Let's go to Mercedes in Oregon. You got a question for Mr. Dent. Go ahead.
Yes, I was listening, and I take real issue with any statements claiming that people have to work until they're 75. That, to me, is an insane statement because, and I'll tell you, the minute that Alex Jones started speaking out and standing up for all of us, for himself and for all of us, his family, this was on its way out. people got to understand that we are awaking. We're making changes. We're doing it on a conscious and unconscious level now. All this horrible stuff that you guys are seeing is because it's on its way out, okay?
Well, ma'am, let me just stop you for a minute. Let me just stop because I want to quantify what you're saying. Listen, he's saying with the amount of entitlements, with what's been done, with all the free stuff given away to big corporations but also poor people, it's created debt bubbles that even if you work till 75, you're not going to be able to basically retire. We've created an impossible fraud living on future generations. So he doesn't want you to work till you're 75. He's saying that that's a mathematical fact of what has been developed. And sorry, you didn't have three kids, so there isn't a big enough economy now for you to be able to do that. I mean, this is just how it works. But I'm going to skip this network break. This is so important. I want to give her time. Quantify for me. Talk to me like I'm 5 years old, Mercedes. What are you saying here? You're saying we're going to beat this system. We're going to change it. We're going to whatever. I mean, explain to me, because their answer is bring in austerity, and so you'll be willing to live with less. That's the bureaucrats' answer, and then punish everybody, like with Obamacare, for the overspending, which is, you know, worse than fascism. I don't even know what you call this. What are you quantifying here? I mean, what are you trying to say?
Okay, so look, you've already pointed out the fraud. It's a fraud, okay? So patterns, projections, all this stuff based on fraud. Therefore, we replace the fraud with a real economy. And this is where other people come into play, like Karen Hudes. She's been talking about restoring the economy on its basic level. What is the money based on? She's saying gold, and it's there. We can make this change without having to go into war because that is what everybody wants. I mean, it's so fraudulent. It's so big. Don't you understand?
No. Listen, I hear what you're saying, and I appreciate your call. I want to get Mr. Dent's take on this, but listen. They've made the decision that old people are crud and that babies are crud, euthanize everybody. That's going to be the real solution that Bill Gates is getting us ready for and the left's getting everybody ready for. Okay? We have to start valuing our parents again. We have to start valuing being savers again. We have to start valuing our heroes, being trailblazers and inventors again. I don't want to blame the general public, but on average, we've gotten pretty decadent and soft, okay? Now, Dent can disagree, but I want to get his take on this. He's just talking about what they're already getting everybody ready for. Is there a way out of this or a way to mitigate it and not make it as rough as it's going to be? Because I can tell this is scaring people. What do you take from what she said?
Well, Mercedes, I hear what you're saying. It's just here's the number. $67 trillion in unfunded Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security entitlements promised to people at a time when the economy is going to slow down naturally because the baby boom has peaked in spending. So this number is only going to get worse. $67 trillion, that is four times as much as our total government, federal government debt that has people scared to death. That's reality. If you can figure a way we can retire at 63 to 65 and fund that $67 trillion and growing, then great. My second thing is, everybody I know that's retired, and most people, are bored. I have no intentions to retire until my health fails. I'm going to work till 75, 80, whatever. I want to do something. I want to maybe work less. I maybe want to do something that's more, you know, fun to me or more challenging or something I value more.
Now, you might want to go teach economics. You might want to go do oil paint. You might want to, run a gardening school. You might want to take more vacations, yeah. But, you know.
Or start your own charitable foundation. There's many things to do, but this is the reality that America and all countries around the world are not facing. And you see Japan's debt just keeps going up and up and up and up and up because they're 11 years ahead of us. Japan has had their bubble burst ahead of us, real estate stocks. They've had this coma economy with stimulus that never turns around because they don't rebalance the debt and don't let the bubbles burst and let things – because, see, one of the problems is people old or young are facing unaffordable education, unaffordable health care. People investing for the future are going to get no returns because stocks and real estate have bubbled up so much. If we don't correct these imbalances, which the free market system does very, very well on its own, then we're not going to have
a future. But, I mean, look, there's a destructiveness to it. And I go back to the Democrats, and I've never been a partisan person, but they've really turned into a virulent form of cancer right now. I'm just stating the facts here. They're not like Australia or Switzerland saying, bring us your skilled workers, bring us your brains. They want now welfare moms, unaccompanied kids, people with mental illness, people with handicaps to bankrupt the system. And they admit they want to bankrupt it to, like Ezekiel Emanuel said, we want to wreck everything to take it over. There is a piratical nature here where they want to ride these crises to dictatorial power. Your take on that statement?
Well, you know, I'll just back up and say, look, we have to face this problem. It takes a transition. Germany's already raised their retirement age from 65 to 67, and they're older than us. That's
no, I know, but they're not even trying to replace people with hard workers now. Why would the Democrats want the worst immigrants out there?
Right, exactly. We let the least educated come across the border freely, and then we turn down people with master's degrees that come over here from China and India. So, again, it's the opposite of what Australia does. Australia the next generation is larger than the baby boom generation in Australia, Norway, and Sweden, and a handful of smaller countries because they've encouraged births and or they've encouraged high-quality immigration. We have to do that. We're doing the opposite.
We have to stop committing suicide politically and economically. Let's go to Dan in Canada as a question for Mr. Dent. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yep, you're on the air.
All right. Hey, how you doing? First-time caller.
Welcome.
Basically, I have a question. I was listening to some other economic people talking, and the people that don't have money, let's say, to say buy gold or silver or whatever, like the people that are working hard, just trying to get by day to day, pay their bills, and raise their kids or families as best they can. They were saying to go into something like, for example, like say buy bottles of alcohol or cartons of cigarettes and just stockpile them because they could be used as bartering tools later on.
Yeah. I've always told people like bourbon bottles and shotgun shells, things that you know people will want or, you know, canned goods or something. Makes sense. Gold and silver keep going down because the reality is we're in a deflationary environment. When you have asset bubbles, when stocks and financial assets bubble up, driven by debt bubbles.
Sure, I think he's asking how to be more successful now.
Get deflation. Money gets destroyed. Cash is king. And like you say, just basic things that you can barter with will be much better than gold and silver. I see gold going to $700 or lower and silver going to $5 to $10 or lower. And we got people out of silver at $49 in late April of 2011, the day of the top.
Still a wild card in my view, but we got to look at all options. Expanding on that, though, I think he's mainly asking, how can he be more successful? You've got to see how trends are moving. You might have to move to a boom town and know the business and the niche where you can charge more and be more successful and then force yourself to expand and duplicate your skill. Because it's almost like you can't stay small now and really gain a bunch of wealth in most cases. You've got to duplicate that skill you've got in an area that is a boom area. And so what did our ancestors do before when something was bad? They migrated. And so, I mean, it's coming to a time where you can't sit where you've always been. You've got to move around and try things and be entrepreneurial. Mr. Dent?
Yeah, you know, and real quickly, this is the time to become an entrepreneur because jobs are going to get slaughtered when this happens. But it's also, in demographics, there's always something booming. As the baby boomers age, if I were working for a car dealer, I would switch to an RV dealer. RVs are going to have the greatest boom in history. Healthcare, nursing homes, vitamin companies, things like this.
Yeah.
These things are going to boom with the aging of the baby boomers. So you want to also orient your job or your skills to a sector that still has good demographic trends, or like you say, towns where people are moving to. Texas is a great state. I mean, it's got the strongest migration and immigration of any country, and it's created the most jobs. So if you're in Texas, you didn't have a bubble in real estate like the coast did, so you're not going to get cream, and you've got better demographics. So yes, we've got a free newsletter, Economy and Markets at HarryDent.com. We give people a lot of information.
You do, and thank you so much. HarryDent.com. Folks, go check that out.
This
I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
Genesis.
We got the Obama supporters coming up.
Network.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.